Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Overtime Sports Show with Mike Wood, coming to you live from the City of Medicine, Durham, North Carolina, on this, the 25th day of May, 2016. Well, had a whole week now full of special guests here on the Overtime Sports Show. Tonight we have another one, a songwriter and singer from right here in the local area in Henderson, North Carolina. Erica Henderson, as a matter of fact, well, Oxford, I should say. Erica Henderson will be on the show tonight, as well as special guest and, well, I should say, co-host, and that would be Alinda Van Smith. I tell you what, I am having an awful, interesting day today, but we'll pull it together here and get things going here on the Overtime Sports Show. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, Mike, I'm doing fine. What about you?
Like I say, I'm hanging in there trying to pull things together. Tell you what we'll do. We'll get started here. And let me see. I got some callers on the line. I'm going to see exactly who is what here. So hold on 1 second. Let me try. And Erica, are you there?
Yes, I am. How you doing, Wood?
Just fine. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great.
Well, look, I just want to ask you. I want to say this first. Welcome to the Overtime Sports Show. It's the second time you've been on the show. The first time you were on the show was a long, long time ago, back when you first started this journey, and it is a journey to get to where you are today. You won some awards. You're fixing to, as they say in the country, you're fitting to win some more. Tell us about how you got started in the music industry. What inside of you, what motivated you to, you know, write songs? You're a songwriter, and to sing and perform. What was the driving force behind that?
Well, I'm going to start by saying, my voice and my talent is, it's a God-given gift. So, I mean, I was inspired by, 80s, 90s music when I was a younger child. And also I have family members, my mother and my grandmother who sings in the church, and my uncle sings in the church as well. So I got talent running through the family.
Okay, well, Erica, I was going to ask you, did you sing in the choir?
No, I didn't sing in the choir. I actually took some courses through high school, though. I was in ensemble and chorus classes, but I never sung in the church in the choir.
Okay.
You know, it's amazing. When I sung in the choir, they always put me in the back. I wonder why. It wasn't because I was always one, but I couldn't have you know, when they say make a joyful noise unto the Lord, I guess the key
is
the noise. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, Lindsay.
But no, I was going to say, you know, I sang and I directed the choir when I was in Lynchburg, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty interesting back then. Right now I just usher in church, and I always have always said that I would like to direct the choir one day. If they'll let me. But I have a question to ask you, Erica. Now, do you write your own music?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay. Okay. So what artist inspired you?
I was inspired by 80s, 90s music. So I was inspired by artists like Kelly Price, Mary J. Blige, Mariah Carey, a couple of males, Usher, R. Kelly, definitely the girl groups like Escape, SWV, and Total, and Destiny Child, just to name a few.
Oh, wow. That's quite a few. Now, are there any artists that people are comparing you to?
I really don't like to be compared to nobody, but I would say Dina Howard would be the number one.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know what's really interesting? She was just naming off artists, and I'm sitting here thinking, you know, she was going with Mary J. Blige. I'm sitting here going with, you know, people like Donna Summer and the OJs. And that just lets you know the difference in the ages. I mean, you know, Sam Cooke, Lil' James Brown. I mean, you know, to me it's just amazing to know the different genres of music. Now, my daughter, she sits there, and, you know, I expect her to be into all this. I don't even know what they call the music today. They call it rap, but what are you rapping and what are you talking about? But anyway, but she is more into the 70s music and the 80s music, and I am totally blown away because that's what she really likes. And I guess she got it from me playing so much old music around that. Did I say old music? Playing so
yes,
much
you
of
did.
The. I did. I played so much of the mature genre. I'm not going to say old, mm-hmm. mature genre. But now, Erica, I know that you won an award for being a best female singer at one time or a newcomer, and now you got a couple of more awards you can win. By the way, congratulations on the release
you.
Of your single, you know,
yeah.
And also congratulations on that video. Awesome video. And
thank
you know,
you.
I watched it again and again, and it's a great video. and I can say by watching that video, I remember when you were real young. The first time I met you, you were real young. You are certainly grown up now. I can say that. But tell us about that video, the making of the video, and also the release of your first single.
Okay, well, the video, I shot the video out in Charlotte, North Carolina. The location was the West End Hotel, which is it's a beautiful hotel. I shot with Marlon Goodwin of Crucifix Production. So once we got there, we shot the video for like 10 to 11 hours straight. And it was just good. It was cool. We worked and we had a good time while working. And it was just great. Great time. It was my first video, and it turned out great. Everything came natural to me once I hit the set.
I mean, you could tell. I mean, it wasn't anything that was, I mean, it just flowed. And that's a sign of a true artist. It's not that somebody has to sit there and really direct you. They have to sit there and just point you in the right direction. That's a bit, you know, that's a little bit different. And it just seems like everything that you did, it was just, you know, I mean, really, I was really impressed. And then, you know, you're releasing your single, and I also want the listening audience to know that she's doing, you know, a lot of this promotion and release. And what she's done so far just on her own, by herself, her natural talent, her natural ability to sell, her natural ability to get out there and meet people and just make them feel at ease. And she's doing it herself, which is another talent indeed. So, like you said, it's a God-given talent, and God has given you all kinds of talent. And you're putting it on display right now. And I'm telling you, it's true. I mean, I've been in the business of radio and entertainment since, like I say, I was 14 years old. So that was like a couple of years ago. So I've been in this business for a while. And, yeah. And I know people with natural ability. I know people with success written all over them. I know people who are fake, and I know people who are phony. And you are neither one. You are true to your craft, and you're true to what you do. So,
wow.
You know, I mean, really, I mean, I'm really impressed by what you've done so far. Now, talk about these awards that you're up for here in Durham at the award show coming up a little bit later on this year.
Okay, well, I'm up again for R&B Female for the Bull City Music Awards. I actually took that award home in 2014, so I'm definitely trying to bring it home again in 2016. So, again, that was the Bull City Music Awards for R&B Female. And I'm also up for Video of the Year for the Carolina Music Awards. So that's big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is very big. Now, also, it's a process of voting for this. How can people vote for you?
For the Bull City Music Awards, you just go to www.bullcitymusicgroup.com and just go under the vote icon and vote. And for the Carolina Music is www.carolinamusicaward.com. Same thing, go on to the vote link and just vote. Get your vote on.
Well, Erica, do you have any upcoming local performances?
Not local at the moment. I mean, I'm pretty sure I will have some soon, but I don't have the dates. But one date that I do have is actually in South Carolina. I have a show. I'm performing at a fashion show, a lingerie fashion show on June 12th.
Okay.
In Greenville, South Carolina, at the Hilton.
Okay.
And I know you launched also through all this, through, you know, the single, the video, and everything. You launched a new website. Tell us, because I looked at it the other night. Great website, full of pictures and information and bio information about you. How do people find it? Go down and give them the website address.
Okay, just go to www.ericahendersonmusic.com.
All right. I will continue on our social media to tweet that out, because I believe that big things are ahead for you, and you're already doing big things now. Like I say, doing it by yourself And like I said, what you've done so far is just awesome. And
right, Mike, let me ask her one more question. Like,
sure,
what advice, Erica, would you give to an upcoming artist? I know that you've gotten out there, you're young, and you know you're up and coming. So, what advice would you give to someone who's trying to get into the business? What would you advise them to do?
I would just say, just keep pushing yourself and don't give up. You definitely have to invest in yourself because, as I say, you can't invest in yourself. Ain't nobody else going to invest in you. If you're not willing to push yourself, nobody else is going to push you. So, I mean, everything starts with you in the beginning and the end. Start and end with you. So just get out there if you want to get it because, I mean, look at me. I'm doing it on my own. I've been grinding for a long time, and like, I've established myself to get where I am now. So you just got to do it.
So, yeah, you've got that grit and that determination, in which a lot of people need. That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, and I'm going to tell you why she's got the grit and determination. She's just like we are. She's an old country girl, just like we. You know, we're country folk, and we don't know how to do anything. But, yeah, that's right. We don't have to do anything but get up and grind every single day because
that's
just the way it is.
Right.
So, Erica, thank you so much for appearing here on the Overtime Sports Show. We're going to have you on, I know, later on after the awards show here in Durham to see how everything went. Also, to continue to push your career, we're going to help you as much as we can with the show because, like I say, I believe in what you do and I believe in you and I know you real well. I know your mom. I know she's behind you 110% in your family. So, you know, hey, I like to be around good people and promote good things. So thank you so much for being here on the Overtime Sports Show.
Thank you, Erica.
Thank you. Can I just give a couple of shout-outs, if that's okay?
Yes, ma'am, you certainly can.
All righty. Well, I definitely have to shout-out my mom and my dad and my daughter. They're probably listening right now. So shout-out to y'all and for supporting me 100. I mean, and Brittany just making a dingo. She's a dope artist out of Raleigh, North Carolina. Shout-out to you. Shout-out to one of my closest friends, Chelsea West, and Alicia Terry. Happy birthday to you, girl. One of my biggest supporters and fans, Peaches from VA, she's actually behind the movement campaign that I have going on now. So everybody hashtag Freaky on the Low, Summer Anthem, and we're going to get that going. And shout out to Key Terry, Mr. Chenier, the ambassador himself, a dope artist out of Raleigh, North Carolina, Durham area as well, and Jermaine Gooden, Tammy McKee, and they were actually in my video. So Tammy McKee was actually the woman model, and Jermaine and Philip Carrington were my male models. So shout out to y'all.
Well, another thing I'd like to say, too, in reference to your daughter, if there's ever a mother and daughter that look just alike, like if they chewed them up and spit them out, it's you and your daughter. You can't tell the difference. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, wait till you see the pictures of them. It's uncanny how much they look alike. It really is. I mean, I've never seen a mother and daughter combination that. Yeah, Mini-Me. I call her Mini-Me, you know. So anyway, well, Erica, thank you so much for being on the Overtime Sports Show, and we will talk to you later.
Thank you.
All right. That was Erica Henderson, and she's an artist out of Oxford, North Carolina, with great things in her future, and we'll be back right after this, a message on the Overtime Sports Show.
Yeah, you, it's me, your heart. Listen to me. We've got to talk. High blood pressure is serious, and yours? Whoa. What happened to us? We used to be so much more active. But lately, you've been ignoring me. I know you think I'm just going to keep ticking away forever, but you're wrong. You can do so much more to control your high blood pressure. Doing the minimum isn't doing enough. I'm under a lot of pressure and can quit whenever I want. Bet you didn't know that. But I like my job. Just treat me better. Check on me. Give me something green to nibble on every once in a while. And maybe we can do some exercise on occasion. Let's get to it. After all, we're in this together.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Overtime Sports Show. Once again, I want to thank Erica Henderson for appearing on this show tonight. Now, Linda, tomorrow night is a big night.
Sir.
It's going to be your solo night right here on the Overtime Sports Show. You're going to be doing it all by yourself. You wanted to get in the radio,
right.
And it is the day.
I'm ready.
Has come. And tell the listening audience about who you're going to have on tomorrow night, the guest you're going to be interviewing.
Tomorrow night, we're going to have Coach DeMario Leathers, who works at Southern High School, and he has a Pin to Win program. And we're just so excited to have him coming to the show, and y'all stay tuned.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's going to be a very good show tomorrow night, all yours. So everybody out there, tell your friends, neighbors, coworkers, whoever will listen from pillar to post, from sea to shining sea, that Linda will be on tomorrow night here on the Overtown Sports Show. I certainly appreciate her doing that tomorrow night. It's going to be, you know, don't worry about it. Don't be worried. Woosah, woosah. It's going to be okay. You know, a lot of people get nervous
when they decompress after school. When I get off, I'm going to have to decompress. But it'll
be
fine.
It's almost, I know. You know, and I keep telling people about radio is this. It's, you know, it's the only medium that you can actually do, you know, if you want to, butt naked, because nobody can see you. But you just have to relax and just talk. Radio is just a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tell you what, I use this analogy all the time. If you had some dirt and gossip to tell somebody, you could talk for an hour. But to ask you to talk about something sensible, you ain't got nothing to say.
That's right.
I don't
understand
it. But, you know, it's just like, and imagine it's just gossip and you got a lot to talk about. But, you know, make it interesting to the audience. Well, Linda, we're going to, you know, we're going to get ready for the show tomorrow night, or you're going to get ready for the show tomorrow night. And I want to thank you for appearing on the show tonight. Now, listening audience, all of our shows, we're going to be putting them on social media. You can find out what's coming up next. You can find out who the special guests are. All you have to do is go to on Facebook, just go to The Overtime Sports Show with Mike Wood, and it'll be listed on there. Also on Twitter, at The Overtime 1410, and that's my Twitter handle, and you can also check out things that are happening there. I'm constantly tweeting about things happening here on The Overtime Sports Show, and also on Google Plus, you can just go to the MHE Sports Network, and you can find out anything you want to find out there about what's going on, upcoming guests, guest appearances, everything else. And on Instagram, it is The Overtime Sports Show, so you can find out everything that's going on there, too. Yeah, I had to get in the world of social media. Can you believe that about 10 years ago I couldn't even turn on a computer? But today I can at least turn it on today. Now, what
that
I do after that? It's just like I told my parents. I promised them when I started school. I told them, I will never bother you during the day. I will never trouble you during the day of any school day for you to have to get off work and come up and come to any academic program that I may want an award in. So I kept my promise. From the day I started school till now, no academic award. So, you know, I kept my promise.
But your children have awards.
Oh, yeah, they
right.
do. Yeah, but me? Nah, not one. I didn't want to bother my parents. Are you crazy?
Wow.
I didn't come up to the school for academic awards? Nah. Then I just went for lunch or dinner or whatever it was. But anyway, thank you so much for listening to our listening audience, and thank you so much, Linda, for being on the show. And we will talk at you tomorrow at 6:30 once again. Now, Linda will be on the air all alone, flying solo, here on the Overtime Sports Show. Until tomorrow, everybody. Have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye.